Obviously, the proximity of where the materials are being sourced from is probably not a surprise. Obviously, we're very close to Donegal. Berra Hill, in particular, where the case is, that's been highlighted, is very close to Donegal. So there's obviously surprise in terms of the widespread problems we know in Donegal and in Mayo are well documented, but certainly a lot of surprise that this has come to a family over the border.
Is there anything being done at the moment to support the family?
Yeah, the family actually contacted most of our local councillors here, and I've spoken to our head of environment, who has asked our building control team to have a look at it. Unfortunately, because this is a problem that has emanated in the south in particular, there isn't a redress scheme in the north. So at the moment, the only thing that we can do here is to signpost and try and give advice to families who are affected. But certainly I hope there will be more we could do. You know, we'll certainly be raising it again with officers to see if there's anything other than the advice we're able to give.
And is there a concern now then that more people may come forward with problems with their homes and a redress scheme may be needed in the north as well, particularly around the border areas?
Well, certainly I would like to think that if there are more people that they will come forward, because it strengthens the argument that a redress scheme is needed. There's obviously difficulties in terms of where material might have been sourced, but I can assure you that if more people do come forward, it strengthens the argument that certainly that I would have been making, that we need to lobby more for a redress scheme in the north.